It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Today is Saturday, January 16th, and today we're telling you all about the housing market, including what home prices are doing and why, what popular trends are expected in 2021, and tips for buying, selling, and renovating. And you'll get a behind-the-scenes look at the popular HGTV show, 100 Day Dream Home, with Brian and Mika Kleinschmidt. But first, I talk with Zillow's home trends expert, Amanda Pendleton. She tells us what everyone should know about real estate right now. Welcome, welcome to the Newsworthy Special Edition Saturday, when we sit down with a different expert or celebrity every Saturday to talk about something in the news. Don't forget to tune in every Monday through Friday for our regular episodes, when we provide all the day's news in just 10 minutes. It's fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. It's time for today's Special Edition Saturday. You ready? Let's do this. Hi, Amanda. Thanks for coming on the Newsworthy.
Thank you so much, Erica. Excited to be here.
So I definitely want to talk about what to expect in 2021. But first, let's take a quick look back on 2020. We saw home prices soar despite a lot of people in the country losing their jobs and just feeling a lot of uncertainty. So explain for us what happened there.
Yeah, what happened, right? That's the big question. You know, real estate really was the bright spot in the pandemic economy. Obviously the pandemic inflicted so much pain on so many people, particularly renters, and I don't want to detract from that in any way, but the for sale market was remarkably resilient. And in fact, Zillow's economists think that 2021 is going to be a blockbuster year for real estate as a result.
Can you explain just a couple things that are behind the boom? I mean, we saw mortgage rates drop. We saw maybe supply drop a little bit. What influences the home prices?
Yeah, there were a number of factors influencing the market, but you know, the big one was the pandemic, right? It influenced almost everything, but I think it made a lot of people spend a lot of time in their homes, and they started to look around their homes and ask themselves if their homes were really meeting all their needs in this new normal. And that prompted, you know, what we call the great reshuffling. A lot of people considered making a move as a result. So there was that. There's remote work that opened up so many more housing options for people. I mean, if you can work from anywhere, you can live anywhere you want. But there's also some big demographic trends as well. A lot of millennials, a huge generation, are aging into their home buying years. And of course, those low mortgage interest rates that you mentioned that really enticed people into the market.
Are we seeing people just move into bigger homes, or are they actually changing cities?
Yeah, I think remote work is opening up new housing possibilities, especially for renters who are in those really expensive coastal metro areas that are traditionally incredibly expensive. You know, when they get permission to be able to work from anywhere, they start to look at their options. And, you know, Zillow research found that there's nearly 2 million renters who are living in these really expensive coastal metro areas who could never afford to become homeowners in those metros, but they could afford the typical U.S. home. Those are the options that people are thinking about. They're also thinking about vacation destinations. We saw a huge surge of interest in vacation destinations because people recognize that if they have to work from home, you may as well do it with a view.
I would agree with that. Are there any particular cities or markets that are really hot in 2021?
Yeah, you know, Zillow's economists are first of all predicting that home price appreciation is going to be 10% in 2021 nationwide. They are predicting that we're going to see home sales at their highest point in nearly 40 years. And that's because of, you know, a combination of factors. But I think once we start getting more vaccine distribution, the economy starts picking up again, people feel more confident to put their homes on the market, to start home shopping. I think that's going to bring a lot of people to the market. It's going to increase inventory. And we're just going to see home sales start to pick up. It's already a bull market right now. This spring home shopping season could be one of the biggest home shopping seasons ever. But, you know, there are certain markets where we expect to see more growth than others. And those were the mid-sized markets like Austin and Denver and Tampa and Nashville. And that's because those markets still have some kind of a affordability, or at least relative affordability, compared to the really expensive coastal metros like Los Angeles or San Francisco or New York. And they're also really appealing because they offer all the city amenities that people are looking for. You know, we're assuming restaurants and bars are going to be reopened in 2021. And so a lot of people who are looking for affordability but still want that urban feel, you know, are looking to some of these smaller mid-sized metros.
So it's obviously a seller's market right now, and we'll likely continue that into the spring. So what would you say to home buyers? Is it smart to buy right now?
Yeah, you're right. Sellers are definitely in control of this market right now. But there's a lot of reasons for buyers to get in the market, too. I mean, these near record low interest rates are not going to stick around forever. And buyers are recognizing that if they can lock in a 15, 30 year mortgage at these rates, they're going to save thousands of dollars over the course of that mortgage, and they can also get more home for their money.
Is there any sort of downside, though, that you think maybe both sides do need to keep in mind as they go through this process?
Yeah, I think what we're seeing now is that this market is moving at a frenetic pace. We know that homes are selling in a median of 13 days nationally on average. That's really, really fast. So people are forced to make decisions really quickly. And I think people would be wise, if they're in this market, to take a step back and to say, you know, is this really the right home for me? Is this the decision I want to make? So, you know, I've got three tips for buyers if they are heading into the market. The first one is to get prepared now. To, first of all, get your financials squared away. You're going to want to make sure that your credit score is good. You want to get pre-approved, not just pre-qualified. You want to figure out how much of a home you can actually afford. Second thing is to hire an agent with the right kind of experience. You know, this is the kind of market where you need a pro. You don't need an amateur. You don't need your wife's brother's cousin who happens to be an agent. And then the third thing is to use tech to your advantage. There are so many digital tools out there that's making this process faster, easier, and safer, and they're at your fingertips. So take advantage. It's really going to give you a leg up on the competition.
Some great tips from the Zillow Home Trends expert. Next up, for any HGTV fans out there, I talk with the couple Brian and Mika Kleinschmidt from the show 100 Day Dream Home. They tell us all about the trends they see in this new year and what most people don't know about what happens behind the camera. But first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsors. This episode is brought to you by 1010. You may have read about this in the New York Times or Forbes, and we're excited to tell you about it. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful commitment ring, launching exclusively on January 18th at BlueNile.com. And when they're gone, they're gone. We all know that the diamond engagement ring is iconic. It's a timeless expression of the deepest commitment between two people. And with 1010, it's been beautifully re-envisioned in the hands of 10 modern designers working exclusively with sustainably sourced diamonds. If you're making 2021 plans or are on the hunt for the perfect ring to wear forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. Again, this exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings launches on January 18th, and you can preview it exclusively at BlueNile.com. Also, thanks to our sponsor, Apostrophe. Prescription skincare works, but it can be hard to get and be pretty expensive. But Apostrophe makes it easy and affordable to see a board-certified dermatologist online, no appointment required. Yet you get a completely customized treatment plan. In fact, Apostrophe's compounding pharmacy custom blends and hand bottles your prescription and ships it directly to your door. I did this mostly to see what I could be doing now to prevent fine lines and wrinkles, and she prescribed a mild yet effective option and answered all my questions quickly. Of course, they can help with various concerns like acne, redness, dark spots, wrinkles, and more. So get $15 off your first visit with a board-certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/newsworthy and use our code newsworthy. This code is only available to our listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/newsworthy, click begin visit, then use the code newsworthy at sign up and you'll get $15 off your dermatology visit. That's APOSTROPHE, apostrophe.com/newsworthy, and use that code newsworthy to get your dermatology visit for $15 off. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring the podcast. Okay, now here's my conversation with HGTV's Brian and Mika Kleinschmidt. Hi, Brian and Mika. Thanks so much for coming on The Newsworthy.
Hello there.
Hey, thanks for having us.
So I'm really excited to talk about the show and maybe get into a little behind the scenes. But first, tell us what a few of the top, maybe biggest trends are to expect for homes in 2021.
There's a lot of different trends. I want to say multi-generational homes for sure, right? Thinking ahead, you know, parents that may need to be cared for in the future, things like that. So we're finding a lot of need for everybody in the home to have their own space and then maybe have a large gathering kind of in the central location of the home. What's another good trend?
I think also, you know, with everything that's going on in the world, I think multiple workstations, so multiple offices in a house and also home gyms, we're getting a ton of requests for. So just kind of, you know, the houses are transitioning with the times that we're going through. You know, people want a place where they can live, work, and play all at home.
Yep.
What about just the demand that we saw for remodeling projects in 2020? Are you expecting that? Are you seeing that continuing into 2021?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's tricky now to even get subs to work on renovations. Supplies are lower, shipment delays, you know, things like that. So there's more challenges that we've experienced this year than even when we were doing, you know, last year. It's already challenging doing a new build in 100 days, but without all of the additional hurdles that we've been faced with for this season.
You help people build their dream homes in just 100 days. So how do you do it? What are some of the obstacles that you run into each time?
Where do we start, Erica? I mean, every single house, there's always a challenge. And, you know, we do build in, you know, buffer zones in our time frame, but we never planned for a pandemic and nobody could. We don't count permitting and all that, just to be clear with the viewers. We count when we break ground. So basically foundations and front doors, what we say in 100 days or less. And it's been a challenge, but I mean, we always have challenges, you know, mostly it's with weather, but now we have, you know, a bunch of other things in the mix.
I think honestly, we're kind of like a teammate with the homeowners and we're with them side by side, but they're making these decisions with us. And I think really clients that are have the vision of what they want and can, you know, make their decisions on flooring and countertops. Those are the clients that can, you know, we can work with. I mean, some people, if they don't have any idea of what they want in the home, it can be a challenge for sure.
And, you know, with the pandemic, you know, we still want to focus on speed, but safety is also a huge, huge priority for us.
And talking about working with homeowners, what do you suggest for the listener out there, the average person in terms of a timeline, as well as just any other tips that have been helpful when you've worked with homeowners?
So I think, you know, preparation, right? Before you start anything, whether it's a big competition in sports or whatever, preparation is important. So just educating themselves on, you know, the financial side of it, right? Like, what's your budget like? Get pre-approval. All those things should be done kind of on the front end. So by the time you're meeting with the builder or shopping for a lot, you kind of have everything lined up. So when you find that perfect location, you can just go. The location is like the one thing that you will not be able to change.
Yeah.
So if we're in the beginning phases and we're looking for an empty lot, that is really key because you can always repaint your house. You can always renovate the inside like later down the road, but you know, it's not so easy to just pick it up and move it. So I think finding the right location and not settling on something that is kind of like 50-50.
Agreed. Take your time finding the right spot. I agree.
Can you share something behind the scenes of the show that maybe most people don't know?
I think, well, behind the scenes, there's so much going on. And there's a lot of times where Brian and I are not necessarily filming together because we pretty much divide and conquer.
And I think what the viewers might find interesting is sometimes the very first time we see what each other is doing is when we are watching the show with all the viewers at the exact same time. I mean, sometimes I'll watch a scene and I'm like, oh my gosh, Nicola, I had no idea you guys were doing that. And she says the same to me. So we're running around in circles, you know, trying to get everything done. You know, that's why we make a great team.
So you get a little bit of the surprise element as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, which is always kind of fun. I never know what Mika's saying about me when I'm not there.
That's right.
What's your favorite takeaway from this season of the show?
I really love season two. You know, season one was fantastic, but season two, we really took that extra time to get to know the families and really get to know why they need the house done in 100 days. So we want the viewers to fall in love with the families and the reason why they need this house done in the timeline. So I'm excited to share not only their house, but their stories.
And what's your hope for the person watching from home?
We want them to laugh with us. We want them to cry with us, which I cry more than he can.
I don't cry.
I will admit that.
He meant to say cry with him.
Yeah. Crying, not Brian is my name. But yeah, like you said, you know, our show is real. Like, we follow every aspect, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And just like 2020, there's been good, bad, and ugly. But at the end, all going to prevail, and, you know, things are going to be good on the other side.
And maybe some inspiration for their homes as well.
Yeah.
Maybe some of that too, I guess.
For sure. I mean, I get all kinds of inquiries like, what was that paint color in that room? And like, that's so fun, right? Because people are really watching this and kind of getting a visual of what they can do in their own homes. And that's so flattering.
Erica, one thing that I am shocked at is how closely viewers pay attention to every single detail. I mean, we'll get messages. People will hit pause and they will zoom in on, you know, a light switch. And they're like, where did you get that outlet for the light? I'm like, what? So the attention to detail is really kind of funny. But yeah, of course, we want to inspire them with different design ideas and, you know, kind of thinking outside the box.
Anything else you want to add?
I think, you know what, just make home your haven. And whether or not you're working from there or not, I feel like everybody's been able to kind of just have a pause moment, right? And just realize the core values and what's important. And I think that this past year has reminded all of us of that, for sure.
All right. Thank you for listening today. As always, we provide the day's news in just 10 minutes with our regular episodes Monday through Friday. We'll be back on Monday with your next news roundup. Until then, have a great weekend.